Good morning. Welcome to Rock of Ages on WMFO Medford. My name is Ron LaRussa. I'll be here for the next hour. It is a day to celebrate in Somerville, Massachusetts today as the long-awaited Green Line extension is up and running this morning. We'll talk about that. I've got a couple of items to share about concerts, including what has occurred from the wrath of the Swifties over the way the tickets were sold for her upcoming tour. And also, the producers and I have gotten together. We've laid out a schedule for the holidays and beyond that I will tell you about, and I'm really excited about some special shows we have coming up. So that's all ahead in the next hour. Buckle up, get ready for the best rock from all eras, all ahead right here, 91.5 WMFO.
Down, scream about place where I am. Don't throw away your basic needs, ambience and vanity.
That's Collective Soul, the name of the song, appropriately December. And up top of the show, we heard the Lynyrd Skynyrd Band with What's Your Name? Well, don't look now, but 2 weeks from today, Christmas will actually be over. So time is flying. I hope you're enjoying the holiday season, doing all the things you need to do, maybe getting a chance to see some friends or family that you don't normally see. Time continues to fly by. The big news around here today is that the long-awaited Green Line extension into Somerville is officially launching. In fact, as we're speaking, there's a big kickoff celebration happening at the Tufts University stop, which will be the last stop on the new Green Line. Governor Baker's there, and there are all kinds of festivities going on this morning. This is after decades, literally, of planning. There was a lawsuit, there were bridge closings, and many travel interruptions and delays. It was originally supposed to open a year ago, but it's been pushed back a few times, and now here we are today. Several stops have been added throughout Somerville, including the Tufts stop, and the hope is that this will improve commuting for potentially thousands of people in Somerville going forward. So congrats to everybody who had a hand in getting that done, and today's a pretty big day for that. Kirstie Alley died last week, I'm sure you've heard. I was a big Cheers fan back in the day, but not a big fan of the Rebecca Howe character. I thought that the Diane Chambers-Sam Malone dynamic was more interesting and just funnier. But it's sad to see another late 80s celebrity pass. Kirstie Alley was 71 years old. And I've gotten together with the producers, and we have put together a schedule of shows over the next few weeks that I'm pretty excited about. As the end of the year approaches, I want to give you a rundown now of some of the things we have planned here on Rock of Ages. So today is December 12th, and we're going to do a regular show. Same for next Monday, December 19th, we'll do a regular show. Then on the 26th, the day after Christmas, We're going to do the best new music that we played in 2022. Now, this isn't necessarily the best new music that's come out, but it's the best new music that we featured on the show. It's kind of a retrospective of the year on that front. Then on January 2nd, we're going to also do a specialty show. I'm not exactly sure about that one yet. I haven't really figured out what we want to do, but we will do something special on the 2nd. On the 9th, we'll do a regular show, but the next 2 weeks after that, on January 16th and 23rd, I'm going to do a two-part special based on a Rolling Stone article called The Worst Decisions in Music History. There are 50 of them that they laid out in this article, and I'm going to pick out probably the top 20 or so over the two-week period and play music related to those artists and those decisions. So that'll be on January 16th and 23rd, and that's what we have in store over the next several weeks here on the show. Well, always a good decision is my decision to check in with Phil from Watertown, my friend. He gives us recommendations for songs that he likes and he thinks we might like too. We pass them along on a feature we call Phil's Pick. Let's hear Phil's Pick for today.
Hey, this is Phil from Watertown, and you're listening to Phil's Pick. This week's tune is Keep the Car Running by Arcade Fire. Arcade Fire is a Canadian indie rock band. The band has been described as art rock, dance rock, baroque pop, and indie rock. They play a multitude of instruments and have been known during their live shows to switch duties throughout the show. So sit back and enjoy. Thanks for listening. Be safe and be kind. I'm not afraid to die.
Took a look down a westbound road. Right away I made my choice. Headed out to my big two-wheeler. I was tired of my own voice. Took a beat on the northern plains and just rolled that power on. Twelve hours out of Mackinac City, stopped in a bar to have a brew. Met a girl and we had a few drinks and I told her what I decided to do. She looked out the window a long, long moment, then she looked into my eyes. She didn't have to say a thing. Said a word, we just walked out and got on that bank. And we rolled. And we rolled clean out of sight.
Bob Seger and the Silver Bullet Band from the 1982 album The Distance, that is Roll Me Away. And we heard Arcade Fire. Before that, it was Phil's Pick Today, and the name of the song was Keep the Car Running. Well, thanks for waking up with us this morning here on Rock of Ages and WMFO. If you are in the Boston area, please listen to us on the radio at 91.5 FM. And if you can't be with us here in town, or if you can't be with us during the time slot that we're on, you can always go to the website, WMFO.org, and stream or listen to our shows on demand. If you've been paying attention lately, it seems like almost every other week we're announcing the passing of a classic rock or album rock radio artist. Most recently, it was Christine McVie, but there have been many, many others. And I guess this is a natural consequence of a format that had its heyday 30 or 40 years ago. And so the businesses behind these artists face a dilemma. The music is still popular, the merchandise still sells, and fans still want to see the music performed live, even though the main original members of these bands are not still around. So the talent agent who works with the Allman Brothers Band had an idea, and it looks like it may be a model for things that follow. The Allman Brothers broke up in 2014, and Greg Allman died in 2017, so for all practical purposes, the band doesn't exist anymore. But there is still a very big fan base for the band. So he reached out to musicians who were either familiar with the songs or had some connection to the band and came up with a tour called The Allman Brothers Band Presents Trouble No More. And they play the band's repertoire in concert, but because of the approval of the Allman Brothers estate, he contends that it's not just a tribute band. He said, "I don't want to give everyone this idea, but the model we created is awesome. It's taking the songbook from the original band, which is beloved, and putting players in the mix who are decades younger. We feel there's still a brand out there." So I think this is very interesting. Because up until now, bands have tried to gloss over the fact that they're moving forward with only a few members of their original lineup. But we may see a transition where they say, look, this is not the Eagles, or it's not Fleetwood Mac in the pure sense, but we've got some original members and some soundalikes, and here are the songs that you love. And then they can continue to tour and even build new, younger audiences going forward. So who knows? Could work. I was thinking about some bands that don't exist anymore that I would like to see in this format. It probably wouldn't work with individual artists. Like, I don't know that it would work for a David Bowie or a Meatloaf or a Prince. But there are some bands where their, you know, main members are just gone. Boston, the Moody Blues. And yet you still might want to see them in concert and see their music played. One of those bands is Genesis. Phil Collins, as you know, is no longer able to tour due to health problems. It might be fun to continue to see Genesis in concert. Let's hear this one from Genesis on Rock of Ages. We'll be right back.
hard to change, but hey, I got you down on your knees again. You watch the sky, it's a pale parade of passing clouds that cover the bed upon which we laid in the dark, and the memories that I made of a laughing girl. But you're just my toy, and I can't stop playing with you, baby. If you think you need to go, if you wanted to be free, there's just one thing you need to know, and that's that you can't count on me. I'm coming along real good, but I still can't do most of the things I should. I watch the sky coming down to bury me, and I can't stop this crawling out of my skin. I know that you see yourself flying in out of the sky, coming down to carry me, but I won't come out. So if you think you need to go, if you wanted to be free, there's one thing you need to know, and that's that you can't count on me. No, you can't count on me. I watch all of the same parades as they pass on the days that you wish you'd stay. But all this pain gets me high, and I get off, and you know why. So if you think you need to go, if you wanted to be free, there's one thing you need to know, and that's that you can't count.
Those are the Counting Crows. At least he's honest about it. It's called You Can't Count on Me. And we heard Genesis, Land of Confusion from the 1986 album Invisible Touch. Well, this is Ron LaRussa with you on Rock of Ages. We play the best rock from all eras every Monday morning from 8 o'clock till 9 o'clock. Thank you for being here today. I've got a bunch of music news to share with you. Taylor Swift fans still outraged over Ticketmaster's handling of the sale of tickets to her upcoming Eras Tour have sued their parent company, Live Nation, accusing them of fraud and price fixing and antitrust violations and intentional misrepresentation, among many other allegations. The suit also accused the company of intentionally providing codes when it couldn't satisfy ticket demand. If you recall, Taylor herself said, "I'm not going to make excuses for anyone because we asked them multiple times if they could handle this kind of demand, and we were assured that they could." When news of the lawsuit was announced last week, Swifties took to social media in droves, proclaiming to Ticketmaster, "You have messed with the wrong fan base." We also have two items this week featuring Guns N' Roses. Axl Rose announced that he is ending a 30-year Guns N' Roses tradition of tossing his microphone into the crowd during concerts after it came to his attention that a fan may have been hurt at a recent show in Australia. He said even though they've always felt it was a known part of the very end of their performances that fans wanted a chance to catch the mic, they don't want anybody to get hurt at their shows, so they're not going to do that anymore. And also, the band is suing a Texas gun store for using the name Texas Guns N' Roses, claiming the name intentionally aims to confuse customers into believing it was created in association with, or at least with the permission of, the band. The lawsuit states, Guns N' Roses quite reasonably does not want to be associated with the defendant, a firearms and weapons retailer. Furthermore, defendant espouses political views related to the regulation and control of firearms and weapons on their website that may be polarizing to many U.S. consumers and, of course, Guns N' Roses fans. The band reportedly discovered the shop's existence in October of 2019 and issued a cease and desist letter in February of 2020. They got no response, which led to the filing of a petition with the U.S. Patent and Trade Office, and then eventually this lawsuit, all asking to cancel the use of the Texas Guns N' Roses trademark registration. We haven't played Guns N' Roses in a while, so good excuse to do it now. This is November Rain on Rock of Ages.
Help me.
Playing the best rock from all eras. That's from the 60s, the Beatles, of course. And then from the 80s, we heard Guns N' Roses and November Rain. On Rock of Ages, one of our regular features is a one-hit wonder of the album rock radio era. I try not to dip too much into the late 70s, early 80s pop new wave movement for one-hit wonders because it's too easy. There are so many. But I'm going to break my own rule and go there this week for the Records. They came out of that second power pop British invasion from that time. They formed in 1977 and released this song on an independent label 2 years later when it became a moderate album rock radio hit. They were signed by Virgin Records and released a couple more albums between 1980 and 82, then broke up later the same year. They did reunite briefly in 1990 for a Brian Wilson tribute album. Then they went their separate ways, with each member catching on either as producers or members of other bands. But they did leave behind this one hit from 1979. Our one-hit wonder is Starry Eyes from the Records on Rock of Ages.
Yeah.
advice from fools. I just figure everything is cool until I hear it from you. It gets hard, the memories faded. Who gets what they say? It's likely they're just jealous and jaded. Well, maybe I don't wanna take advice from fools. I just think everything is cool until I hear it from you. Looking in till we're talking about not stepping around it. Maybe I don't wanna take advice from fools. I'll just figure everything is cool until I hear it from you.
Couple of great power pop songs in a row. Those are the Gin Blossoms, Till I Hear It From You. And our one-hit wonder before that, The Records, from 1979. The name of the song was Starry Eyes. Well, unfortunately, we are winding down toward the end of the show. We have time for maybe one more song, which I will get to right after this.
It's time for today's STEM tip. Okay, you know recycling is important. No one wants plastic in the ocean. Here's a cool way to repurpose a plastic bottle. Build an awesome terrarium. Cut a large plastic bottle in half and fill the base with sand, pebbles, potting soil, and your favorite plant. I chose an African violet. Put the top of the bottle over your base and place it in the sun. Your plant will grow sealed in its own ecosystem. Fun, right? Learn more at SheCanSTEM. A message from the Ad Council.
In many ways, this is my favorite time slot in the show because I get to play songs just because I feel like hearing them, which I often do. Let's close out with Billy Joel today on Rock of Ages.
Watch the island bridges blow.
Well, that brings us to the end of this week's episode of Rock of Ages on WMFO Medford. This is Ron LaRussa. Thank you for joining me today. Please check us out again next week and every Monday morning at 8 o'clock, where we play the best rock from all eras. Until we meet again, I hope you have a great week, a fantastic weekend, and we'll see you on the other side. Take care.
This is Freeman Dyson, and you're listening to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM, Tufts Freeform Radio.